share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Taste is definitely a very subjective thing, but most of the time, you can find two groups of people at opposing extremes with a few others scattered in between. However, a woman of Filipino descent who is living in the USA has probably broken the scale with this concoction. Post on Subtle Asian Eats. In a post in the Facebook group, Subtle Asian Eats, Rebecca shared how she eats her rice paired with coffee. Not in the, take a bite of rice, drink a sip of coffee, kinda way. I'm talking, full on putting the rice into the coffee and eating it with a spoon, kinda way. In the post, she shares that she eats rice with a variety of condiments and some of them might be rarely paired together, especially in Malaysia. My mom showed me how to eat coffee creamer and rice, chocolate and rice, and Nido, literally baby formula, and rice. Rebecca's childhood. Intrigued with the different condiments she eats rice with, World of Buzz spoke to 26-year-old Rebecca, who explained her heritage to us. For illustration purposes only, Rebecca was born and raised in America in a Filipino household. Growing up, Rebecca's mother would give her children any of these combos to eat as merienda, a snack, after school. She explained that her mother grew up with a less privileged life than her, and she learned how to eat these foods from her grandmother. Although she grew up in a middle-class household, she was still living in a third-world country, so food wasn't always readily available to eat in the fridge or on the table. In fact, she told me that they had a fridge, but the only thing inside was always water, never food. Explaining the controversial post, Rebecca explained that she works in a hospital and it was a somewhat busy day for her, so she decided to have the rice and coffee combo instead of buying food at the cafeteria. She made a cup of coffee, pulled out her rice in an onigiri mold and started eating them together. Her coworker was giving her a slightly judgy look, which inspired Rebecca to post on the group, Subtle Asian Eats. Off I went to Subtle Asian Eats to see if I was alone in this or if I had the support of the Subtle Asian Eats community. I never imagined it'd turn into such a controversial post. Netizens in the comments were saying that they couldn't relate, while others who were also of Filipino descent understood what she was talking about. A netizen even shared a story about their roommate who ate their rice with Diet Cherry Vanilla Coke. Just like we've said before, taste is subjective and it is really something that is up to a person's preferences. If anything, we're definitely more curious to try it now as it might be delicious like Maggi and Milo. It certainly opened up our eyes to how people of different cultures eat. What are your thoughts on this? Will you try it? Let us know in the comments. Also read, this hawker in Singapore serves durian with fish soup for RM37 and we're not sure what to feel. Source: Rebecca Ann Miguel. Source: Ferris Muhammad L. Unsplash. Source: Rebecca Ann Miguel L. Facebook. Source: Facebook. Source: Facebook. Source: Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.